But there's a more colorful example that we share at the YC kickoff. Paul Graham started using this, and I've kept it going. So you're looking for co-founders that need to be unflappable, tough, they know what to do in every situation, they act quickly, they're decisive, they're creative, they're ready for anything. And it turns out that there's a model for this in pop culture. And it sounds really dumb, but it's at least very memorable. And we've told every class of YC this for a long time. And I think it helps them. And that model is James Bond. And again, this sounds crazy, but it will at least stick in your memory. And you need someone that behaves like James Bond more than you need someone that is, you know, an expert in some particular domain. As I mentioned earlier, you really want to know your co-founders for a while, ideally years. This is true for early hires as well, but incidentally, more people get this right for early hires than they do for co-founders. So, again, take advantage of school. In addition to relentlessly resourceful, you want a tough and a calm co-founder. There are all the obvious things like smart, but everyone knows that you want a smart co-founder. Most people don't prioritize tough and calm well enough, especially if you feel like you yourself aren't. You need a co-founder who is. If you're not technical, and hopefully most people in this room are, you really want a technical co-founder. There's this weird thing going on in startups right now where it's become popular to say, like, you know what? We don't need technical founders. We're going to hire people. We're just going to be great managers. That doesn't work too well in our experience. You know, software people really should be starting software companies. Media people should be starting media companies. So in the YC experience, two or three co-founders seems to be about perfect. One, obviously, not great. Five, really bad. Four works sometimes, but two or three, I think, is what to target.